humans, they are people. Let's speak to Dr. Shelley Gilbert now, who is founder of the bereavement charity Grief Encounter. Shelley, hello, good morning.
Good morning, Daryl.
Thank you so much for having for being with us this morning, Shelley, and for helping us navigate through this. We haven't got a huge amount of time, but I thought it was just really important on a morning that we sort of look back at this really tough week for us to check in with somebody like you, Shelley, and perhaps just point us in the right direction and give us a bit of a nudge in the right direction as to how we deal with this moment in our history. I mean, my first question, I think, is it even possible for us to grieve for a number of people on this scale?
Yeah, that's absolutely the point I was going to make about statistics. And this is all coming as news to many people in the nation. And we've lived in a whole generation, really, of peacetime in this country. And I've spent much of my life campaigning for us to talk about death. And so normally I'm thanking you guys to actually put this conversation on the map. Now it's on the map all around us. We can't escape. So this might be news or headline news to you, but for the families I work with and the life I've lived as a bereaved young person, we've been hit hard by that we've been in the front face of all this traumatic grief forever. Every family we encounter, whatever creed, culture, financial situation, is facing the most intolerable levels of sadness, of anxiety, fear, and mistrust. And it's so hard to find the words to explain that, to find the language to convey to you, except for the people that are now experiencing that ultimate fear, existential fear of death in your house.
I'm also, Shelley, I'm also really keen that we do the helpful bit here as well, you know, and that we kind of arm people like Monica this morning. I know Monica is still listening this morning after her incredibly brave time on the radio this morning talking about her mum.
Yeah.
I'm keen that we arm people with what they need, the tools they need to be able to navigate through this period of their life and period of history. Can you help us
absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely. Well, I hope so. Yeah, and we've got the helpline. That's the first step. And we as a society have to actually take on board that children, young people and families are going to be emotionally and psychologically damaged seriously, and we need to act appropriately. And that's very, very difficult because it's very, very complicated. The key is extending it over the long term. The key is keeping those doors that we're opening of opportunity to grieve, like you said, about talk about, think about our language as well. It's not just talking, it's about taking action. It's not just about talking, it's about hearing us, really, as individuals, as a society, to hearing in a kind way, a compassionate way, an understanding, empathic way. So we've got to hear it. And then when we've heard it, we really have to give everybody a chance to actually say how they're feeling. You know, when I experienced the death of my parents when I was 9 years old, nobody asked me. You know, you think children are going to be okay, and that's children and adults, and you appear fine and you put on a face for the world and you smile. But you never get that chance, that opportunity to actually tell your story from your point of view. Your lives, no matter what age you are, have been blown apart. You know, literally, that's every of those 100,000 dead people that we're talking about in the UK. This is a national trauma. And what we've got to make sure we're doing is that, you know, we do have the funding, we do have the money, that Grief Talk Helpline have not only got the resources to be able to answer the phone, but also over the long term, that's, you know, the next months, the next years, that we can continue to listen to help all every single bereaved family, and the ripple effects of that family. So when we're talking now not only of individuals, we're talking of communities.
And I suppose one of the things that really stuck out to me there as well, Shelley, yeah. you talk about it being long term. I remember what Nora McKinley, who's an influencer, and she's an author, and she's written a lot about her grief. She has this brilliant line that she used about you know people saying like, oh, you'll get over it, or you know, oh, are you over it yet, or you know, the idea that you get over this kind of thing, and you don't. She has this brilliant line where she says, you don't move past grief, you move with it. You know, it becomes lighter and you take it with you, and you keep the memories of those people and the experiences of those people with you. But you take that with you. And I think that's a really, you know, we're not fighting to overcome something here. We're not fighting to overcome. We're not fighting to rid ourselves of grief. We are absorbing it and living with it and turning it into a positive memory.
Exactly. And also, people say, a lot of families and like widows will say to me, Shelley, she said, is there something wrong with me? It's 6 months since somebody died, and I'm feeling worse. And I say, good. I go, what kind of grief counsellor are you? And you know, I'm feeling worse, and you're saying, good. And so, well, what's happening now is you're actually feeling, because every death is a trauma, and we have traumatic responses to that. And we're very, very clever at protecting ourselves, you know, with a shock, with surrounding ourselves with that bubble of protection. And what we really, really need to do is make sure we give people the chance, to actually commemorate, and make memories. And people say to me, how can we make new memories? You know, they're dead and they're gone, and they're not with us, and we're carrying them around with us. And we say, well, yeah, you can make new memories, because let's talk about them now. Let's, you know, have a ceremony, have go out for a meal, you know, talk, laugh about them. You know, one of my mottos, one of the many, because you're not going to get me off this platform. You know, I've got a chance to talk about death. It's a very sad life I lead. You know, is to say to people, you know, let's grieve forever. Let's love forever. Let's love life, and let's live life. Grieve forever, love forever. Love life and live life. The alternative is very, very deep and dark and scary.
It's a powerful point you make, and I think it's also a bit of hope, you know, that there's life after grief, and that you know, that there is a joy in carrying those people with you. I mean, it felt certainly, I mean, I've never met Monica's mum, but it certainly felt like a bit of an honour this morning to be able to let Monica talk about her and talk about her experiences in the way she did. Listen, Shelley, we're out of time, but it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much. Can you give us I've got the number here in front of me, I think, but it might be better coming from your mouth. The helpline for people for your charity Grief Encounter.
Okay. Well, the website is www.griefencounter.org.uk, and the helpline, Grief Talk, 0808 802 0111. I'd like to put it to song, but luckily I'm not going to.
You should try that one day. You should give that a go. Listen, Shelley, it's a real pleasure. Thank you so much for imparting your wisdom and your experience this morning. We'll do it again, I hope, and perhaps a bit longer. Give us a bit more time to really get into it. But for now, hopefully, us armed with a couple of key points to hold on to and remember as we dealing with the grief of losing 100,000 of our fellow countrymen and women this week. And I think it's also worth remembering that we're grieving for one, aren't we? You know, each one of those people is a son or a daughter or a grandfather or a grandmother or an uncle or an auntie. And so we are, amongst all of that, we're grieving for one. 0808 is the number. 0808 802 0111. That's 0808 802 0111. Thank you so much, Dr. Shelley Gilbert, MBE, founder of the bereavement charity Grief Encounter, with us on Talk Radio this morning. Okay. Oh, deep breath. Let's catch up with the news this morning. We'll